that's interesting about the Quantra. I've never had that problem before. I've got a couple on 900. Actually, I have a VHF on the air, but it doesn't have an external controller to it. It's on the snapper pair. It's in my shed. And while linked on All-Star, it's over the air from the house. But yeah, my couple 900s, I have not an issue with that. I have to keep an eye out for that. But yeah, you know, the boot time. Yeah, I noticed that the MSF. Yeah, the starter messages on the cat were long since gone by the time the MSF was ready to end in the mood to talk. But I'm using the Raspberry Pi and the AmpLeap images, as the controller on several repeaters now. I was hesitant to do that, but as I've gotten more experienced with it and over time, the experience I've had with my mobile nodes, and I've done pretty well. My mobile node that I'm on right now is also, I'm on the UHF Simplex node. I didn't bring the 900HD and use the 900 repeater part of it, but I've had that up on All-Star now for, 8-9 years, and I've only had the SD card go on me once, and it was, I was doing some stuff, and I hiccuped the power numerous times before I realized I was hiccuping the power, and it worked for a little bit after that, but it got glitchy, and I just dropped a new image on it, just re-imaged it. So I've had good luck. Knock on wood. They've been pretty reliable. I haven't gone down the road of those the mini PCs while I have thought about it. I've seen the ASL the ASL3 image and done some work with that because that's how the U of M repeater set up. And I've done a lot with the ham VoIP and. And I helped someone else with their ASL3 node. I just, personal preference for the ham VoIP, but I don't think ham VoIP works on the